dude, like, oh my God, like, can we talk about like the political and economic state of the world right now?
Welcome to Street Speak, the show where the streets speak and shit gets real. I'm your host, CJ Squilliam, and this week, we got it going on.
Yep, I'm the White Sosa, and you guys will notice that there's usually a third person that introduces themselves here, but Andre, his retarded ass, decided to go visit his fucking old ass on the deathbed grandparents, and now he's stuck watching Step Brothers with old people.
I wasn't gonna bully his grandparents, I was just more so gonna bully him.
Fuck him, fuck his grandparents, fuck all of them.
Oh my God. Yeah, he kind of abandoned us to go visit his grandparents, and he didn't tell us until last minute.
He
literally
waited,
the absolute last minute.
We set up a time, 5:30, like, we're all in different locations with different time zones, so we said 5:30 CJ's time, and 5:30 CJ's time comes around, and me and CJ are in here ready to record, and Andre decides to be like, yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, he said, I don't know if I'm gonna make it at the exact time when he's still not even close to his house.
Yeah.
He's never gonna beat the pod dodger allegations.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we should have seen if Pave was available.
But Pave's not really like...
Yeah, but it still would have been like
if he's fit for this content.
He could have just.
This could have been the crossover.
I mean, we can call him real quick. If we, you know, I can always just edit out the little part here.
No, it's okay. We'll just stick with the short episode.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how good he would be with these topics if he knows that much about them.
That's what would make it funny, though. I want to hear his take on fucking Anthony Fantano.
You can see if he's available.
Alright, I'll try to call him real quick. Fucking...
Okay.
We'll keep the intro and everything. It's just gonna be like... Why the fuck was
No,
TikTok
we have to keep
open?
All of this in.
Yeah.
we have to keep all of this in.
Let's see. Let me find his contact. Does he still have the same number?
I think so, yeah. Do we say it on air?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
His phone number is our area code 7
oh,
blank
yeah,
6.
Hold up. Yo, are you available right now? Are you home? You want to hop in the Discord? All right, me and CJ are already recording, so just join and get your recording started, okay? All right. Yep. He's coming.
What a wonderful...
This is all being left in.
Good, what a wonderful last-minute crossover.
Did you say his actual number? Am I going to have to edit that out?
No, I said 7 blank 6 blank.
Oh.
There were going to be about 20 digits that people would have to guess before they
You never
called
know,
him.
What if one of our listeners out of like 5 is like super dedicated?
I hope it's his aunt. She knows his number. She could dox us if she really wanted to.
Yeah, but like, to be honest, if people were to show up to my house, I'm just gonna kill them anyway, so I dare them. I'm more afraid about like people sending this to future employers.
Fuck those employers. We're gonna be podcast rich.
Exactly. We're gonna have like $300 net worth. Plus, like, well, not
300.
We'll have 300 liquid. We'll have like fucking 10,000 worth of podcasting equipment, though.
So, like 10,000, we're going with the microphones, and we're gonna have a podcasting account where we each have to split $300. That'll be worth it. We live in the studio. Oh, Pave.
There's Pave. Okay. Let us know whenever you have your recording software ready. Okay, buddy.
Okay, little guy. You're 4'5".
Paige, if you go ahead and scroll up, you'll see a Google Doc that I linked. That should fill you in on what we're talking about today.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you push record already? Did you push record already?
Okay, now I'm recording.
Okay, yeah, recording?
Already got the intro and everything down. We're keeping this. Yeah, we're 5 minutes in the recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Andre couldn't show up.
I was wondering why you were calling me by my online persona for a second.
Your fursona, if you will.
Yeah, my fursona.
All right.
You okay? You sound a bit down in the dumps.
I woke up.
Woke up to get on the podcast. That's real.
Yeah, I had to go to a doctor's appointment with my girl.
Oh,
it was really early.
Pregnancy related or what?
No, she had chemo.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize for making a joke.
Okay, here's. So I feel like in order to lighten up, I should tell my Target story. Okay, guys, this is actually really emotional for me. I went through a traumatic event pretty recently. I think it was like 2 days ago.
Let's hear it.
Oh God.
So mm-hmm. I was. Yeah, this is new. This just happened.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh my God, it's so fucking ridiculous, bro.
Are you really? Are you for real?
It's so funny. Okay.
Okay.
So I was having a pretty shitty day like 2 days ago, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I work was tough. I was just in my own head, you know, not really feeling all well. And then I went to the gym and it was a leg day, which made things even worse.
Oh no.
I didn't even do like my normal butt exercise because I was just like so tired. I didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I afterwards, only ever I was do like, leg day, but I get you.
Yeah, I
don't think you need to do leg day. I think your butt is already as good as it is.
Oh, thank
you. My shit is pretty bad. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I always try telling people, but like Arthur, he tells me I need to do legs because he said my ass is pretty flat.
Arthur's like built like an overinflated balloon animal.
I'll tell him you said that.
Yeah.
But, so I got done, and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go to Target. Oh, because I was gonna go to the mall, because I needed to get new shoes for work. But I was like, I'm gonna stop at Target first, because I want new, like, gym pants. You know, like, the gray sweats.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Show the dick print.
Yeah, like, I wanted something a little bit slutty. So, I go to Target. There's one right across from my gym. And I didn't find any of the pants that I wanted, right? I was literally looking for the gray sweatpants.
Hold up, just for context, is this the same Target that Andre stole from?
No. It's okay. A different one.
Okay.
It's like 5 minutes away, though. Okay. So it's like close. But, no, that's the other thing. The other Target that Andre stole from, that place has everything locked up now. And I go in there, and it's only black people now. I go 5 minutes away into the white part of town. Everything's like it should be. So, just saying. But, okay. I can't find the pants I want. And then I start walking towards the exit. And I see two girls, probably around our age. They're like coming in as I'm leaving. And then, you know, I hit the blue steel. You know, I start mogging a bit. Start mewing.
Okay.
Because one of them was cute, and the other one was a beluga whale.
Oh.
Literally shit. Built like Gorlok the Destroyer.
I would have been trying to take them both down, personally.
both Latinas, right? So the pretty one, like, she like looks at me a bit.
All women are pretty, but go on.
I mean, you should have seen Gorlok, bro. As I'm walking by, as I'm still in front of them, I hear the fucking... Nah, he's too short.
Nah.
Oh my God. Dude.
Bro, and it came from the fucking fat one, too.
you know, bro. You gotta take this into consideration, CJ, because it's coming from the fat one, which means that she said, "Nah, he's too short." That means that the one that you were interested was like considering you. That means the one that matters doesn't think you're too short.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, "Hey, if she said that, that means the other one thought I was cute." But that shit was so fucking funny because it came out of nowhere. It was literally like a real life TikTok video, bro.
You were in a Darman episode.
I told you I was having a shitty day before that. That made my day. I started fucking dying. I thought that shit was so funny on my way out. I was like, yo. I thought it was fucking hilarious. I called Matthew up and I told him what happened. And he said it was like fucking, I had to get Princess Leia away from Jabba the Hutt.
You see, it's a good thing I wasn't there. I would have like been trying to fight off the fat one so you can have a chance with the pretty one.
Fight her off. Not, I mean, I'm the tall one here. I would have pulled up like, am I tall enough? I'm not too short. That way I would have swept her away while CJ had a chance of swooping on the other one.
You're a real bro.
Yeah,
quite. Oh, you don't gotta call me away. Real, because like I said, I still would be taking that shit down.
the 300 pounds, you'd pick that up and lay it back down.
Oh God, if she ain't 380, she ain't a lady.
If she ain't 380, she ain't a lady. I love it. What's the other one? A woman without a penis is like an angel without wings. Those are my two sayings when it comes to dating.
You know, this whole ordeal kind of, it's not entirely related, but it kind of reminds me of when I was visiting LA with my woman. We were in like Little Tokyo, which is basically like a Asia fucking, you know, by Asian shit in the middle of LA. And we're just in checkout, right? And like, I'm just minding my own business, like chatting with my girl about the shit we're buying. I'm excited because I'm getting snacks and all that. And
okay,
I hear the two chicks like chatting behind us, and like one of them was like, you know, saying that I'm pretty cute and all that. And then one of them was just like, he's just like every other white boy. I was like, what am I supposed to be?
You mean black boy?
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right.
You just look like Kobe.
and it's just it was funny too because like, yeah, sure, maybe on the surface that could be true, but personality wise that cannot be farther from the truth.
I mean, you also have sickle cell pneumonia, and a lot of African people do get sickle cell pneumonia, so I think you're black enough.
Yeah, I have bright yellow eyes.
Yo, like, low-key, I felt molested when they said that.
No, I get what you mean, because I was having a grand old time, bro, and, like, it doesn't even matter how inaccurate it is or, like, what you think. It's just like, damn, that bitch really thinks like that?
Yeah, I know. It was like, I was minding my own business, and then, like, just out of nowhere, like, sexually assaulted, basically.
Like, I didn't even ask you. I wasn't even trying to, like, hit on you. I didn't say nothing to you.
I know. I mean, your friend maybe, but not you, Gorlock.
They just think so highly of themselves for some reason. They got so much space. Of course, they're going to feel comfortable. You
know? No, but those two chicks who were, like, fucking eye-raping you, were they Asians?
One of them, yeah.
Was it the one who said something or no?
No.
Or the one who said you were cute?
The one who said he's just like every other white boy was white.
So the one who thought you were cute was Asian?
Well, yeah, obviously. That's kind of like tall, fair skin.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that Asians just have a thing for tall white dudes. You should just move to Japan.
Yeah. Or go to Thailand. You get a lot of lady boys over there.
Yeah, the lady boys are more my speed.
Oh, that's your speed?
Yeah.
Like 50 cents is like 3 hours.
We should take a boys trip over there.
To Thailand? I mean, If I speak, I'm in trouble. I'm gonna hold my tongue.
Okay.
Yeah, you go to fucking Thailand, get food poisoning the first day, and then get HIV the second day.
Worth it. So, I said that that kinda was like a real life TikTok happened to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of TikTok, wait, I've been really interested.
Okay, I hate to cut you off, but I need to get this out while it's still on my mind. I asked this question to Andre the other day, and I want to ask you too. let's say you're running a threesome with your girl, right? And the other person in it is a femboy, right?
Okay.
Are you okay with the femboy, like, giving it to your girl as long as you giving it to the femboy?
No!
Basically, like, the femboy is in the middle, like, plowing her, but you plowing him while he plowing her.
No, absolutely not.
If anything, I would want my girlfriend to have a strap on, so she'll be plowing me while I'm plowing the femboy.
that I could see.
See, Andre said he was cool with it.
Well, no, Andre's also into midgets, so I don't know why you're asking him for sexual advice.
Well, advice? Yeah. Hold on, I have my own stance here.
What's
your stance?
I'm gonna be in the middle, and the femboy's gonna be behind me.
See, I think I would take it more that route. Nobody touching my queen but me. Or another woman.
Yeah, no one's touching my hole instead of my queen.
Yeah, but
gay.
You know, I was going to talk about the cage, but, like, I'll just drop it.
The cage?
Yeah. Oh,
we found a couple at, what was it, Adam Eve? Yeah, and they were, like... There was one that had, like, a collar and a leash around the tip.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Anyways.
If you're already into that and you didn't buy that, I'm kind of disappointed in you.
I didn't buy it. Only because, like, I could probably make one here, you know?
Fair enough. No.
And that would be more sentimental. Give it to her on, like, Valentine's Day or, like, for her birthday or some shit.
Her birthday's coming up. I might get her that.
There was,
like,
a present
for, like, me mostly, but, you know, I guess if it makes her happy.
Oh, mostly for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like when Peter Griffin got Lois a fucking, what was it, like an arcade
machine?
For Christmas, yeah.
The thing about femboys, though, is that they always have massive penises, so I would feel so insecure, because I know I would be smaller than him.
Yeah, but I would, if I wound up feeling too insecure about it, I would just leave for the femboy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would have to go one-on-one with the femboy. My girl can't be involved because I don't want her seeing that. But
would you genuinely, like, let's be for real here, would you do a femboy?
Yes, I have.
You have?
What is so shocking about that?
I've just never heard that information. Do you want to tell the story?
I mean, not at this moment in time, but I've made several arguments before for why it's not gay.
Wait. It has boy in the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
Boy.
What about it?
As in man.
Well, listen, right?
CJ, you can argue that woman has man at the end of it.
Exactly.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe it's just the little dick hanging off the end that makes it gay.
Well, it's not, though. Because...
Oh, it's not little, it's big.
Okay. When you're attracted to a woman, what are you attracted to? You're attracted to feminine aspects, no?
Oh my God, I've heard this argument before.
No,
literally,
like...
okay, hold up, we have to, Mike from We Are Assholes made this exact argument on Who's Right podcast. He literally used the same phrasing. He said, you're attracted to the feminine aspect.
Because it's true. What do you have to deny that with? What's the counter?
The pussy and boobies.
So, okay, right? What if the femboy has some large honkers?
What, like implants?
Could be implants. It could just be naturally got some honkers.
Or what if the femboys take?
I've got natural honkers. Like, are you attracted to me?
Well, no, because yours aren't like woman honkers.
But what if I shave? What if I nared them again?
Well, you're not understanding. Yours are like muscle honkers, not like fatty honker.
Thank you.
Nah, you know whose honkers I want in my mouth? Sam Solex.
Ooh, that guy's got
that motherfucker
ones.
Got some big ass ones.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You're gonna you get some milk out of there and fucking piss straight through a drug test, bro.
No, it's not just normal milk, it's chocolate milk too.
But okay, so every single thing about them, like, seeming woman and being feminine lines up except for the fact that they have a dick. So,
no,
are
I
you
feel
saying,
like...
Are you saying that the sexuality relies solely on, like, the actual genitalia itself?
No, I'm not. However, I feel like... like, their voice. Like, that's not feminine. You would know it's a dude.
Nah, you can't... I'm telling you, bro.
He's speaking from experience, dude.
Well, for one, yeah, you know, getting into it, you know what you're getting into. You know what's down there, but like, so it's like you're not even really expecting anything crazy out of the voice. But let me tell you, some of them know how to do the voice.
Oh my god!
Think about it, dude. Unlimited cream pies and like no chance of getting pregnant.
Exactly.
But I have a pregnancy fetish.
I mean, I do too. Why do you think it's like perfect fucking... It works out perfectly.
What do you mean it works out perfectly? You can't get them pregnant.
Wait, do you mean like pregnancy fetish as in like you like seeing them pregnant? Or like...
Like vor, yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Wait, what were you talking about? Cream pie fetish?
One could say it's called a breeding
like
kink.
Breeding.
Breeding kink? Nigga, that's called human instinct.
No, because there's it, you know, there's levels to this shit. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, okay. You like seeing them explode?
Yeah.
Who do you think would win in a freak off? Sosa or Andre?
Oh, me, without a doubt.
It's Sosa for sure. Yeah, it's, I don't know that why that's even a question.
Andre's my apprentice. Let's put it that way.
Oh no.
And too bad he's not here to defend himself. You know, he'd rather die.
No, he would admit it.
He would admit it?
Yeah.
I remember Arthur trying to make the argument that he's a freaky motherfucker.
Yeah, no, Arthur, he's too prideful, but I don't know. When we went freak for freak one time, he was not able to,
freak
he
for
was not
freak.
Able to keep up.
Freak for freak. That is insane.
Wait, I want to hear what this freak for freak consisted of. What were you guys doing, listing off degenerate fetishes?
You know, it was a while ago, so I don't remember exactly, but I remember it was along the lines of, like, it was, like describing exactly what we were going to do, given the change.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you went freak for freak, and the loser had to be the bottom.
Type shit, you feel me?
Freak for freak is crazy.
Wait, so we're getting away from the main topic here, though. Like, what exactly... Okay, so you admit that, like, the genitalia isn't the main aspect of the sexuality, so what about...
I would say it's one of the most important.
Yeah.
Wait, how so?
Because that's where you're putting your wiener.
Yeah, you can also put your wiener in a woman's bum.
Yeah, but...
Is that gay? It's not a pussy.
But yeah, has a pussy. It is gay, actually, because poop comes out of there and only men poop,
okay,
so you would be fucking a dude.
Decently solid argument, but...
But women be shitting, I tell you.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so...
Hey, Pave, I think I got something to tell you.
Okay.
Women don't shit either.
Alright. CJ. When you're, for example, the woman you're talking about at Target, right? You saw her,
yeah.
You thought she was attractive, no?
Yes.
What about her was attractive? A feminine face, right?
Yeah.
Like, feminine body?
Yeah.
So everything about that, right, is screaming that you're attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that dick is on your mind so much that if they happen to have one, you're gonna stop? That sounds kind of gay to me. You got dick on your mind like that, bro.
You'll have dick in your mouth if you move forward with it, though, and that seems even more gay.
Dick in your mouth? Yo, for one, you don't have to do that. It is common courtesy, y'all say that much, but...
It's common courtesy.
Maybe like a reach around, but...
Nah, I mean it's pretty common courtesy. I mean, if you get in with someone who, like, you know, isn't a fanboy, you going down on them, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, so return that same courtesy to the fanboy.
See, and that's where the line is drawn.
You don't have to do that though.
I have a question. So you said it's all about the genitalia, right?
Me?
What? Yeah, well, yeah, you.
Well, he didn't say all. He said it was just, like, probably the most important. Okay,
well, I would say, yeah, if you're having sex, that's probably a pretty big aspect to it.
Big aspect.
But what if it was a tranny and it didn't have a dick?
If it was a tranny and it didn't have a dick?
Complete surgery, like, completely passable, yeah.
So, it would be, like, a festering wound with, like, pus coming out of it and stuff?
I mean, that's not how that works, but... I'm not sure what kind of imagination you have.
I don't know. That's the only descriptions I've really heard of it.
From where?
Yeah. Do you want a first-hand encounter?
Like, iFunny.
How about someone who's actually been in that?
Oh, God. I don't...
It's
Is it passable?
Yes. Yeah, more than passable. That shit custom built.
Shut up. You're joking.
Nah, for real.
There's no way. No. No, I've seen people on fucking Reddit talk about that shit, too, and it sounds horrible. They talk about how it stinks constantly, how it's, like, always, like, super uncomfortable.
Bro, you're going on fucking Reddit. Like, you're gonna hear the fucking terrible cases. People, you're literally looking towards the people who have zero fucking hygiene for your advice.
Okay, it's not advice, because I'm not trying to do it. But
yeah, well, I don't know why on there researching it.
Those are the only, like, stories I hear about it. Well, okay,
I'm pretty sure it matters to you. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I can tell you firsthand. It's the same as if you're, like, uncut. If you're uncut, bro, if you don't wash your shit, you're going to be stinky all the time. It's going to be fucking uncomfortable and weird. But, like, if you have fucking proper hygiene, then, yeah, it's fine.
It looks real.
Yes.
Does it taste real?
Yeah, that's the one question I can't answer because I didn't try.
You were gonna eat some dude's like reversed ball sack.
I mean, it's not that I wouldn't. It's just like in that situation when it happened, like it didn't. It wasn't the vibe.
That's horrific. To me, imagining that is pretty horrible for me. I don't know. I'm not gonna judge you though.
I mean, I've eaten worse things than that. Like, fucking. Oh, you know what's horrific is when like I found a Tic Tac in the classroom that had been there since like last year, and someone dared me to eat it, so I did. Like,
wasn't that me?
Like money?
Yeah, type shit. Like that to me is more horrific than eating the fucking reverse.
No, I don't think so. I think I'd rather eat the Tic Tac.
At that point, you're just, you're not using your logical brain. One's definitely more sanitary than the other.
I don't know about that, man.
Honestly, you're just kind of sounding transphobic at this point.
I don't think that's going to insult him.
Yeah, thank you.
What a terrible way to try and get a gotcha moment. Oh, you're transphobic.
I mean, I'm not
like,
wrong.
You're talking to the guy.
He's going to put on the Chad face and say yes.
You're talking to the guy who told some girl yesterday, I want a swastika on my chest.
Oh my god.
Yeah, shit. I told her. I was like, yeah, have you seen the movie American History X? And she's like, I think so, a long time ago. Why? And I was like, because I think his tattoo was sick. And she was like, don't tell anybody that aside from me. And I was like, I've told like 4 people already.
Well, now you're telling the whole world.
Yeah. Oh no, maybe I should have taken her advice.
Wait, but okay, back to what we were saying, right? Even if you refuse to believe that it's clean, Imagine a scenario where it's like absolutely clean, like replica, right?
Okay.
Womb and everything.
You think that's gay?
That it's a perfect replica?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect replica. Like everything.
1-to-1.
It's still made out of, like, ball sack.
And?
However, you wouldn't be able to tell at a glance, so I'm kind of at, like, a standstill.
Yeah, you ever seen those videos of those trannies, like, before and after telling their boyfriends that they're trannies?
No.
And they're just, like, beat the fuck up and all used.
Well, to be fair, if someone told me like that, like, they would definitely be beat the fuck up and bruised, just not in the face.
Oh no! God. Yeah, I don't know, you kind of got me with that one, Sosa. I don't know. If you're not able to tell, and it's a perfect 1-to-1, I suppose it wouldn't be gay.
But what because if you know, like, going into it?
If you know?
Like, 1-to-1, but, like, you know what the deal is, you know?
Then, I think that might be gay.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you, because, listen, it also is, like, kind of how I view sexuality in general, right? Is, like, when you're, like I was saying, if you're attracted to dudes, you know, you're more so attracted to, like, their masculine features or whatever, right? If you're attracted to women, like, and this is the general case, it is, like, you're attracted to their feminine features, so is it really that gay to fuck someone who's feminine but has a dick?
Yeah, it's still a dick. I think so, bro. It's homosexuality, as in, like, you're attracted the same sex, gender, whatever.
But you're not attracted to them because of the same sex. You're attracted to them because they look like...
But you're still, like, engaging with their wiener.
You don't have to engage with the wiener, for one.
But it's there.
I mean, maybe you gotta move it out the way every now and then.
Oh, no. Your nuts swing into each other. They hit like a bell.
But you're kind of looking at it so, like, surface level, right? Because it's like you said, it's an attraction to the same sex, right?
Being gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're the same sex as you, so that's
But
gay.
You're not attracted to the fact that they're the same sex. You're attracted to the fact that they look like...
Why not just go to an actual woman, then, instead of a femboy?
Where's the fun in that?
See,
okay, yeah, okay, you're trolling.
Hold on. No. I can recover this. So, let's say, for example, you're at a bar, right? And you're going there, you're trying to hook up with someone, right?
Okay.
You're not gonna have, like, 13 women there just ready to go, like, one by one, knowing, like, you know, like, you can get with any of them, right? Let's say the one you really hit it off with, right? Like, you go home, you're attracted to them, you think they're fully female and everything, and then, like, you find out that, you know, they got a wiener. Like, sure, for some people they're gonna say no, obviously, but, like, for people who, like, don't care, like, how is that gay?
Because it's a dick, bro!
Everything leading up to it was, like... well, it's more so in response to you saying, like, just find someone who is, like, woman, you know?
Like, if you go out into the street, you have over, like, a 50-50 chance of, like, finding a woman. You're gonna...
Yeah,
half the people in the world are women.
Are all of them about to sleep with you, though?
Are all the femboys about to sleep with you?
That one is. That's what matters.
No, I feel like you're just trying to, like, make up excuses as to why you should fuck femboys.
Oh, I don't need an excuse.
Are you trying to get me to fuck you? Have you been identifying as a femboy lately? Or are you trying to turn me into a femboy?
Well, a little of this actually does have to do with the fact that Andre has been transitioning.
Andre's been transitioning?
And he said that he has a thing for you.
Is that why he's gone right now?
Yeah, he's actually currently getting the bottom surgery.
Oh my god. That all makes sense.
But he should know that I'm not into black chicks.
Well, good thing you won't view him as a chick, right?
Or the dudes.
CJ, I have a question. Would you, like, see someone a different way if they would have slept with a tranny? Like, would you have lost respect for them, I would say?
So, this is now two people that I've talked to who've slept with a tranny.
I think I know the other one. Does it happen to be one of my greatest friends of all time?
Yep. And, no, I was just kind of like, huh. I don't really view them differently. It's just, yeah, I could see that.
Well, I was just saying, because your goat, Kanye West, had an affair with a transsexual model.
Allegedly.
Whoa. There was very loose evidence there.
Allegedly.
I saw it myself.
You were there?
Yeah, I was the cameraman. I wasn't making any money, so they hired me to do the audio for them. Oh, for like $2 an hour.
That's more than you make here.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not supposed to discuss his pay grade on here.
Oh, my bad.
Everyone's supposed to keep up with the illusion that he's a slave. They don't know he's actually getting paid.
Yeah, I'm a slave that just lives in the shed with, like, CJ's shed.
You know,
yeah, where I record in.
Talking about Ye is actually a great way to transition into any of the actual topics we were supposed to talk about today. We're 33 minutes in and have, 36 and have not talked about a single one.
Okay, that's perfect. We could talk about Anthony Fagtano.
The fucking bald dude?
Yep.
What's your beef with him? What's going on?
I hate that piece of shit.
Okay, I also am not a liker of him, but we probably have different reasons.
Did you see his video that he made on Kanye's new album?
I mean, to be fair, wanting to not review someone's music because they're fucking, like, extremely anti-Semitic is a pretty valid reason.
No, it isn't. Here's the thing. If he wanted to not talk about it, he could have just addressed it on Twitter or some shit. But no, he made a full-length video with ads enabled to fucking...
I'm gonna pause you real quick. I fucking hate when people say with ads enabled. Like, of course someone who does YouTube for a living is gonna get money off of it. Like,
no, but if he's up there trying to, like, virtue signal...
Even if you're talking about your fucking dead loved one, like, get your fucking money off of it, I don't care. Even if you're talking about your fucking, like, someone broke into your house, fucking stole your wife, fucking made a baby with her, then forced you to eat it. Like, even if that's what's fucking happening and you're talking about it, bro, go ahead and put ads on.
No, I think, okay, for him to be talking about how Kanye hurts people or whatever, how he's hurting the Jewish community, and then for him to be, like, to make money off his name, like, yeah, I think maybe that's a video where you should have ads disabled or not talk about it at all.
Wait, what do you mean?
Instead, he just called it unreviewable one.
Unreviewable.
Yeah, and then he gets into the music anyways. Like, what the fuck?
I will say, getting into the music anyways is fucking retarded if you're gonna say, like, oh, it's unreviewable for these reasons.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you're... Like I said, I don't think having ads on the video fucking changes anything for me. It's like, the reason you make the video is to call attention to the fact that they're being anti-Semitic and causing harm to a community. Like... Because you can say just don't talk about it if you don't want to review it, but his whole point is that he's trying to bring awareness to the harm that's taking place from it.
Yeah, that's really funny because the album went number one in Israel.
Yeah, I'm not saying that
they don't care, he's just purely like virtue signaling.
Well, I wouldn't even say I do think he's virtue signaling, but I'm more so arguing as like the principle behind it.
Behind because, what?
Okay, so Anthony Fantano's character makes me believe that he individually is virtue signaling, right? But
yeah,
using your platform to call attention to something such as anti-Semitism or racism, like, that, that's not a bad thing to do.
Yeah, I don't care that he did that, right? If he would have just made a video addressing it, like, in a in a more tasteful way, I'd say... I wouldn't have really cared. I mean, I would have cared a little bit. But the way he did it, unreviewable one, putting the album art in the thumbnail, going on a 7-minute rant, getting into the music anyways. And it's not even a full Kanye album. It's the whole album's like a collab with Ty Dolla $ign. He didn't once mention him. He didn't once mention any of the features. Nothing like that. He's just going on this rant targeting Ye. And he gets into the music disregarding the work of everybody else involved in it. And he did, once again, he didn't mention the other people. He didn't say, like, oh, if the people who want to work with him worked with him, I don't want to talk about them either. Right? He didn't say any of that.
Well, yeah, that's why I said that I think Fantano himself is virtue signaling, but yeah. As the principal alone, I'll defend that.
Yeah, so he's a little beta bitch boy, and I don't like him.
Agreed. Also, he was one of the reasons Sam Hyde got platformed, and it feels like a lot of the shit that Fantano does is like trying to make up for the fact that he platformed Sam Hyde.
Wait, how did Sam Hyde? Am I missing something?
I remember when Sam Hyde was like still pretty much a nobody. Like Fantano gave him a lot of limelight.
Before did he, the like, Adult Swim show,
type shit.
Oh shit!
Like they were. He was supportive of him, or he
supported. They like, used to be, like good friends.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of some Fantano lore. I didn't even know this myself till I watched a video the other day. So I'm not like. I don't know the exact specifics of, like, how he helped him get into the limelight and everything, but I know Fantano was, like, a huge reason Sam Hyde got, like, a chance and a lot of the stuff he got a chance with, you know?
Yeah, look at Sam Hyde's type of comedy. Like, I'm pretty sure Fantano's probably just trying to save face, hopefully trying to get more fucking viewers from the Jewish community.
He was hoping to
get all the power. All the power.
Yeah. I think an interesting argument to me would be fuck. You know, I'm gonna edit that out even though I didn't say it fully. But let me get the timestamp before I finish what I was saying.
No.
CJ was talking about how it's a number one streamed album in Israel, when it comes to like regards to how it's hurting the community. I don't think that really matters. If you see a lot of like Americans or like even just a lot of people on social media who follow Ye, a lot of that tide has shifted to just like outright fucking anti-Semitism. Like especially when Ye was talking about going fucking what was it, DEFCON 5 on Jews. Like, there is no fucking charitable interpretation of that, like. But then you'll have people defending that and like going hard against fucking against Jewish people because of it. Like that's definitely harmful.
I'm willing to argue against that.
How so?
Cause, hold up, let me get the quote right.
I still love the time when Kanye had a doctor's appointment and he made a video about it. And he was like, I don't want to say the race.
Oh, that's my favorite video. He said, he said. Okay. Okay, okay. Fuck. They're making the Twix bars double the size. They're trying to make us fat. That's my argument.
I didn't consider that.
Okay, here's the thing that you guys fail to understand. Okay? I'm gonna be so real. Over the past, like, week, I realized that I am Kanye.
Okay.
Like, I'm literally him. Like, I understand him. Nobody else gets us. I get him, though. I get what he means.
That sounds kind of worrisome, but
No. You don't understand.
Are you trying to get our podcast taken down?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it on Kanye's new platform he's coming out with. Okay.
We'd be the first ones on the platform. Only for the STEM player.
Okay. They're trying to double the size of the Twix. They're trying to make us fat. Listen to this. You guys hear that, and you think, like, oh, what the fuck is he talking about? He's crazy. I heard that, and it changed my life. I thought he was so real for saying that. I was like, you know what? They are trying to double the size of the Twix to make us fat. You guys don't get it. You don't get it. He's just like me. He has so much on his mind, but he can't put it into words, right?
I think what happened was he bought a fucking king size on accident. Realizing the king size
Twix. No. You don't get it. When he says they're trying to double the size of the Twix, he's talking about the world. All right? He's talking about how when they're like the Twix represents the media. They're trying to double the size of the media. They're trying to double the amount of information we take in, right? The propaganda to make us fat, to make us weak, to make us dumb. You guys don't get it.
You're like the MatPat to Kanye West.
Yeah.
A bunch of bullshit.
Even if that's the case, I feel like his following are the ones who have the most troubles when it comes to falling for propaganda.
I don't believe that. We're the woke ones. I thought you guys were going to say I was like a fucking English teacher.
MatPat puts it a lot better.
He's actually crazy, and I'm over here deciphering everything.
Also,
have you ever made, like, a school report on Kanye?
No, I should have, though.
I don't think they're doubling the size of the Twix to make people fat purposely. I think it's just a byproduct of them not caring if people get fat and trying to incentivize profit first.
No, you don't get it. They know it'll make people fat, and once they start craving that Twix, they're gonna buy more.
Huh? Yeah, that's your own fat ass fault.
That's true. That's true. But
if that's the case, you can't be mad at them. That's why they're trying to normalize being fat. Yeah, you're making two arguments that go against each other. If they're making the Twix bigger to make people fat, and you're saying that it works that well, then you can't get mad at people for ever being fat again. If it's not their own fault anymore, then you know airplanes really do need to start making the double wide seats. The fucking theaters need to start making their seats bigger. It's not their fault. You just said it yourself. Right.
You're right. Never mind. I can't support fat people. No.
Fat. I'm seeing just this fat bitch being like carried by this Chiefs dude on the Discord.
the shooting article. I was literally gonna get into that, but I didn't know how to transition.
Well, that's a good way.
So, did you guys see this shooting?
Somewhat. I saw that it happened. I saw that it was people thought it was white people who did it at first, and then it turned out it was immigrants.
Okay, so that's the only stuff that I heard about it too. But I thought it was like an actual, like, some dude went in like a bulletproof vest and with an AR-15 and started shooting at everybody. Turns out it wasn't even that, which is why like the details of the shooting weren't like a big like talking point. So it was two people who got into an argument, I guess, or two groups, and then they started shooting at each other.
Shootout. Okay, yeah, that's pretty much what I figured, because, I mean, it's a fucking, like, who's gonna fucking shoot up a fucking Chiefs parade? Who had that plan? They couldn't have even known that the Chiefs were gonna win.
That's true. They could have, like, snapped last minute.
I mean, let's be honest, fucking Taylor Swift was there, fucking, you know, of course the Chiefs were gonna win.
Yeah.
Plus, it would have been way easier to, like, do it from a distance instead of, like, getting caught in the middle of the crowd.
They could have put on Steven Paddock numbers.
So, I didn't see any details about this shooting, right? Until I actually looked into it earlier today because I saw some shit being like, oh, it was immigrants who did it. And I was like, okay, yeah, you guys are just, like, making bullshit up or whatever. Immigrants don't shoot places up. That's a white people job. So, but I think it was immigrants because it was just like two groups shooting at each other. And here's the thing. I wanted to talk about this just to make fun of their numbers. One person was killed and 22 were hurt. How do you shoot 23 people and only kill one? Bro. Ridiculous.
I feel as if they didn't expect for, like, the gun to actually have recoil on them.
I think...
Immigrants aren't that smart.
See, didn't we say this last time there was a mass shooting? Like, I feel like I could have done better.
Yeah. Talking about the UNLV one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, these people... These mass shootings lately... These mass shooters are getting pretty bitch made. I feel like I could do better than that.
What happened to, like, the Virginia Tech dude? That dude locked down every door and put bombs on the doors.
Oh, my God. Did he really?
Yes. I mean, I'm pretty sure the bombs didn't go off because he fucked something up, but the point is, he was prepared.
He was prepared. He was a real shooter.
He fucking put bombs on him. He went in there and did his business.
He was a real shooter. The last big shooting was, like, the Vegas one. Well, no, there were, like, other ones, but, like, these ones that have been making the news in, like, the past year, they're pretty bitch made.
Yeah.
I feel like...
It's a ploy to get them to take away our guns.
That's what you think this was, Faith?
See, I'm not too big on conspiracies, but the one that does drive me crazy is the Vegas one.
No, that one for sure. Apparently there's some documentary that exposes a bunch of shit about that. I haven't seen it, but it blows your mind.
Yeah, it's...
Do you guys remember where you were at when the shootings happened?
Sleeping.
Well, I mean, I could have just said, where were you at when 9/11 happened? That doesn't really necessarily mean you were in...
Well, now I definitely have to edit it out.
Okay. Now you have to edit it out after saying that.
Alright, so okay, just re-ask the question.
Okay,
I'll just say, fucking get rid of that.
Okay, I'll just say, where were you at when you heard of the shooting?
I woke up, I was in my room, and I looked at my phone, and I saw a mass shooting, a billion people killed.
Wait, ask it again, Pave.
Okay. Where were you at when you heard news of the Vegas shooting?
Oh, definitely not in...
I wasn't getting ready for my school in during that specific day.
I definitely wasn't getting ready at...
Yo, you...
You just want to make it hard on me? I'm going to keep that in, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, that kind of doxes all of us, so...
I don't care if I get doxed. It's you guys that I'm trying to protect.
You're trying to protect us? Thank you.
Protect our identities. But you still... Never mind, I'm not going to say it.
Still what? No, say it. I already got to do
something. You still already, like, follow... Are one of the only followers of the fucking We Are Douchebags Instagram account. So, like, if anyone really wanted to find out...
You were literally the first follower, weren't you, Pape? Like, your actual account?
You guys follow, like, the official one on, like, all of your accounts.
No, I don't. I never follow it.
I know Andre does.
For that specific... Yeah, Andre does and Pape, dude. They're both retarded. I was like, okay. I think Pave's aunt is the one who, like, finally told him something and he unfollowed him.
Actually, I was like, well, I'm not really that, like, worried about it, but yeah, I guess, because, like, I have a private account. Like, no one's going to know who I really am.
You know how many people with that name there probably are?
From
I'm guessing
probably,
it,
like... Probably still a decent amount, but, like, how many...
Yeah. Oh, my God. Live on the fucking...
Yeah, now there's gonna be people coming over to my house trying to kill me.
Nobody's gonna come kill you.
Bunch of blue-haired girls.
Bro, just look at the chat. Look how much work I have to do on this episode.
I think we said we were going to go for 30 minutes. It's already been 50-something.
Yeah.
54.
It's because of all that femboy talk.
Yeah.
You were really passionate about that, man.
I think trying to defend himself.
I don't need to defend myself. If you want to call me gay, you can call me gay.
He's trying to convert us.
I'm passionate about my beliefs, yeah, but I don't care about defending myself.
Okay. What, do we get into another story, or are we going to end there?
Might as well go another 6 minutes, get to an hour now.
Okay, we could talk...
You know what I want to talk about? Remember, what was her name from the boy TV show Starlight? The one that played Starlight?
Yeah. What about her? She got a
fuck ton of plastics. Oh, you already talked about that?
No, I've been guessing what you were gonna say.
Yeah, fuck ton of plastic surgery.
Uh huh.
Now she looks like a totally different person now. I would argue even like she looks terrible.
Yeah, she looks worse than she did before. She like you could tell it's like plastic surgery. It doesn't look natural at all.
Erin Moriarty. I've seen the
picture. Oh, you're doxing her now too?
Yeah. I need oh yeah, there's a refresher. I don't know. Yeah, I mean do whatever you want to do, but I don't know, in her case it really does like yeah, there's no way to defend that.
You said there's no way to defend it.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes people are too harsh about it and whatever. But, they're like, oh, she fucking ruined herself, and, like, they still just look fine, you know? At the end of the day, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it, you know? But,
yeah.
I don't know. In my opinion, it really does not look good. Like, why did she do it?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to address it in the show. But if they did, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Homelander's gonna go up to her. What the fuck happened to your face?
I just got like an off-topic question. Mm-hmm. If you had the chance to run over a homeless person, would you do it?
I wouldn't want to run them over. Where's the joy in that?
How about just hit them with your car? Just in general.
Again, where's the joy in that? I would want to like fucking beat them to death.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, if I was gonna run them over, like, I wouldn't want to kill them. I would want to, like, break their legs or something. And then, like, okay, wait. Is it just, like, one hit, or, like, I can go back over them?
It's your car. You can do whatever you want with them.
Okay, yeah, so I'd hit, like, break their legs and, like, go back over them, but, like, the long way. like a sideways speed bump, you know? Like, normally it would just be, like, doo-doo. Like, with this, I want it to be like... Doo, doo, doo,
doo, doo, doo, doo, doo, doo. You should just, like, run them over, like, as slow as possible.
At 3 miles per hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, like... And then I would do that over and over again until... No, and then there's this thing I used to like to do in GTA, where if you're doing, like, donuts, and you do it over a dead person, if you get the right angle, it'll, like, splatter blood all over the place. Yeah, like, I would want to do that with their skull.
Wait, I got a question, though.
Hmm.
Gay son or thought daughter?
Fuck.
Mm.
Gay son.
Well, you can argue every gay person's a thought.
Wait, not. Is the gay son, like, a hoe, or he's gonna, like, have one man's his whole life?
I mean, there's no guarantee. He's just gay.
Fuck.
You can take the chance. I mean, thought daughter is, like, described as a thought daughter, so of course it's a thought, but, like, the gay son, I mean, might not be.
To no, me, I think I'll take really the gay son.
Which one, only because, like, I'm still gonna kill them either way.
I'm gonna say the gay son, but for the reasoning being, thought daughter just probably gonna have a lot of emotional baggage, bro. I don't want to deal with that.
That's literally the reason I was thinking. I was like...
Ran through.
Gay son, like, I could probably, like, he could still be cool, like, we could still bond over, like, manly stuff, but he, like, fucks men on his spare time, right? Like, I could still teach him, like, man shit, and he's just gay, but, like, thought daughter, it's like, I don't want to fucking deal with that, bro.
Okay, like, but what if your son was the bottom?
I mean, if she's a cool thought, then fuck it, I guess. Like, if she's just, like, horny and, like, wants to go out and fuck all the time, like, whatever, I don't give a fuck. As long as it's not, like, you coming in, like, Dad, he broke my heart again. Like, then it's like, okay, well, that's the type of shit I don't want to fucking deal with. I'm gonna catch a homie.
No, I think either way, I wouldn't want to deal with it. Just knowing that your daughter's going out and getting railed must be the worst feeling in the world.
I don't know, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Like, if it's a son, it's like, if he's taking it up the ass even, I'll be like, okay, buddy. Like, you want to play catch later? But the daughter is like, oh, I can't play, like, tea party with you anymore.
But your daughter is going to be the only one to, like, continue your bloodline.
Yeah, I'd rather like, it die. Yeah, with like a bunch guy. Of men.
Damn.
I'd rather it die than have a thought daughter. I'm gonna be real.
You can have multiple kids. Shit. All right. Well,
I feel or like if you were to have like a gay son, you'd like put it through like
some put it
church shit where they pray like,
the gay away.
Try and pray the gay away. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't be happy, but I wouldn't like. I would probably try to talk to them myself and be like, "Listen, son, you fell for the propaganda. I'm gonna feed you more protein. We're gonna start hitting the gym, and then you're gonna turn straight when you see those gym bitches." But
and then he's gonna fall for you when he sees how fucking ripped you are.
Oh no, God. Gay and incestual.
Like have him train for like 5 months and then like just drop him off in the middle of a forest and see if he survives.
I already said that I was gonna do that when my kid turns 5 anyways.
I think the gay incest is a good place to end it. We've hit the hour mark. And I need to take a piss.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Go check out our other shit. We are douche. Oh, this was the first crossover episode, by the way.
Yeah, we forgot kind of to by mention.
It took me a while. I had to drive over here, and I don't know. I couldn't figure out how to open up the fucking door to this office. It's like it was broken or something.
Yeah, you know they heard the phone call, right? We were recording, so.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Okay. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Check out our shit.
Thank you, everybody.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Please keep listening, please.
We need the validation.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Peace.